Talking with Jimmy Emmons, OECD president for 2019. You rotate off this year, is that right?
Yeah, this is my second and final term as state president. Happy and sad all at the same time. But it's been a really, really great experience for us, Ron. And we so much enjoy working with the districts and the commission and NRCS and the TNC. All the partnership in Oklahoma has really worked together for the betterment.
OECD, your annual meeting coming up, and one of the special day-long programs that you've put together is looking at this whole issue of soil health. Tell me about that.
Yeah, on Tuesday, this once again will be our third year. We're really, really excited. It continues to grow. We had a large, large crowd last year. We're going to have another large crowd this year. I got some great producers all across the country coming in. For the cotton guys, I got Adam Chappell coming from Arkansas that now is heavy no-till cover crops, flood irrigation, which most people says that you can't flood irrigate with cover crops. Adam has proven that you can. We got Brendan Rocky from Center Colorado that's coming down that's doing potatoes and cover crops, and his soils get better every year. So you can do limited tillage in some crops and still see soil health improvements. Another friend from Venango, Colorado, Steve Tucker, will lead us off with a very inspirational opening about other markets and other profitabilities. So we're very excited, and there's other speakers for the whole day going on. I'm so excited to have been a part of the team that put this thought process together and making it an extra day at our state meeting. And I think the response speaks for itself.
Thanks, Jimmy. That Oklahoma Association of Conservation District's annual meeting date is the 24th through the 26th of February. That'll be happening at the Embassy Suites in the downtown near the OU Medical Center area of Oklahoma City. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.